USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More on the deadly shootings at two mosques in New Zealand. The Australian-born suspect, one of four people, being held in connection with the deadly shootings that left 49 people dead and wounded dozens of others, claims his motivation was revenge. The alleged white supremacist said to me in his 20s, writing a manifesto in which he refers to himself as a fascist and says he wanted to kill as revenge for terrorism attacks in Europe.
There is no place in New Zealand for such acts of extreme and unprecedented violence.
That's the New Zealand Prime Minister. A dozen Senate Republicans joining Democrats yesterday in slapping down the President's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. That after the House passed a similar resolution last week. Sources telling CNN the President may publicly veto that measure later today. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump walked away from that summit with leader Kim Jong-un without making a deal with North Korea, and now a senior North Korean official says the U.S. threw away quite an opportunity. But U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that Hanoi summit was not a total failure.
I think we made real progress, even in Hanoi, even a place where we didn't reach the final resolution of what we've been asking for all along. We didn't get an agreement for the full and final denuclearization in a verified way.
Pompeo was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. The Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that a gun maker can be sued over how it marketed the type of rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Justice is issuing a 4-3 decision yesterday overturning a lower court ruling that the lawsuit was prohibited. A nasty late winter storm hammering Colorado with snow and hurricane force winds now moving on into the center of the country with heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Full House actress Lori Loughlin's daughters reportedly are leaving the University of Southern California before they face possible expulsion by the school. TMZ reports Olivia and Isabella are withdrawing from USC, afraid of being viciously bullied, as Loughlin and her fashion designer husband are now accused of paying $500,000 to have those daughters designated as recruits for the crew team at USC, even though the two girls never participated in that sport before. The Securities and Exchange Commission is charging Volkswagen and its former CEO with defrauding U.S. investors. In a news release, the SEC says VW raised billions of dollars through the corporate bond and fixed income markets while making deceptive claims about the environmental impact of its supposedly clean diesel fleet of vehicles. The SEC also accusing the company of making false, misleading statements to investors. And actress Rosario Dawson is confirming that she and New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker are a couple. When TMZ was asking if there's any such truth to a relationship with Booker, Dawson answered, yes, very much so. Reports in January were the 39-year-old actress and Booker were, in fact, dating. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.